Pepper Young's Family. Pepper Young's Family is the true-to-life story of your friends, the Youngs. We'll be with them in just a moment after this message. A few minutes ago, the sharp ringing of the telephone brought Peggy Young and her mother together in the living room. Peggy stood sleepily in the doorway, waiting as her mother spoke to Kurt Bradley. As soon as Mrs. Young hung up, Peggy's curiosity carried her away, and her mother had to remind her to speak in a hushed voice. Nancy Wayne would certainly become alarmed if she should hear that Biff had not yet returned after defying his father and rushing out of the house.
Mama, what are Mr. Bradley and Daddy doing? Are they out looking for Biff?
I'm sure I don't know what they're doing, dear, but they wanted to know Gloria's address, and I told them.
But, Mama, she wouldn't be out with him this time of night, not on a school night.
Well, they called her before, and she was in bed asleep. That was before they left here.
Well, then why do they want to know her address?
Peggy, don't ask so many questions. I don't know. All I know is that he wanted to know where she lives. Perhaps they wanted to question her. I don't know what's in the back of Kurt's mind, except that I know he's in a state about Biff. He said they'd call back in a little while to find out if Biff had come in.
I don't think he'll come home tonight, Mama, do you?
No, not now. And I don't see any reason for Kurt being so worried. After all, Biff knew that the house was overcrowded. He might easily have spent the night with somebody else.
I guess Mr. Bradley had an awful time with him, by the way he looked when he came back to the table.
Yes, I could tell it had been difficult. Oh, Peggy, I'd like to shake Biff Bradley. Nancy Wayne is such a dear.
I know, isn't she? I'm just crazy about her, Mama. And she's so sweet-looking, too.
Well, I don't care what she looks like. I just care what she's like inside. And she's right inside. She's a lovely, generous, sweet person. And she's going to make Kurt happy unless Biff does something to spoil it all.
But how can he?
Oh, I don't know, Peggy, but Kurt is so devoted to Biff. He's so conscientious about him that if he thought for a moment Biff really wouldn't come around, I don't know what he might do.
Do you mean he'd call off his marriage just because Biff is acting up?
Oh, I suppose not, but Kurt's a funny fellow. And, of course, you've got to remember that he and Biff have been very close for years, much closer than most fathers and sons. I think he thought Biff would welcome a woman into the household. I don't think he ever dreamed the boy would react the way he did.
Still, it would be awful for her if Biff keeps on being hateful. I mean, after they're married.
Awful for her and awful for Kurt. You see, something like that, a discordant note, would throw the whole thing out of turn. Instead of being happy as those two people ought to be, as they're bound to be if they were left alone, there'd be friction there all the time. Kurt would get so that he'd be taking either one side or the other. He'd be bound to. He'd either be defending her all the time against Biff's ridiculous attitude, or he'd be siding with Biff against her. In other words, Peggy, it just wouldn't work out unless Biff changed radically. And instead of being happy, Kurt would be utterly miserable, torn between the two people he loves most in the world.
You're quite right, Mrs. Young.
Oh.
I agree with you 100%.
Oh, Nancy, I wouldn't have had you hear that for the world.
Well, I'm glad I did.
Well, it's not going to be like that, Miss Wayne. Biff will be all right once he gets used to the idea.
Please, I don't want you to think I was eavesdropping. I was just coming down the stairs to ask you if Biff had come in, and I heard you talking. But I am glad that I did. Mrs. Young, how stupid it would be for me to mix up Kurt's life, make it difficult, when I love him so much.
Now, my dear, you got it all wrong. Peggy and I were just talking about what might happen provided things didn't straighten themselves out. And you know as well as I do that they will straighten themselves out.
I'm not sure about that, Mrs. Young, and neither are you. And all the kind things you're trying to say to me to try to smooth this situation over, they won't do any good. I've just got to face it. Biff and his father are unusually close. And I don't know that I should be in the picture at all.
Well, you certainly should. You can give Kurt the kind of happiness he deserves. He's such a good man. And he'll do everything in the world to make it perfect for you.
I know that. I know that. I don't know that I'm equipped to take on his son.
But Biff's all right. Really, he is, Miss Wayne. He's just not like himself now. Oh, he's really a great boy.
I'm sure he is, Peggy. It's just that, well, if I'd been married before this, if I had ever known what it was to bring up a boy, maybe I wouldn't be so afraid. Maybe I could handle the situation. But, you see, I am afraid. Having waited all these years to get married, I don't want to make a mess of it.
Well, of course you don't, Nancy, and you won't. Just trust Kurt to get everything figured out.
We'll be back at the Youngs in a moment after this message.
I don't think it's quite fair to Kurt to leave the whole problem of Biff up to him. I think the question really comes down to whether or not Kurt and his son ought to have a third person in their lives.
Oh, Miss Wayne, don't you see? If Mr. Bradley doesn't marry you, he might marry somebody else. And that person might not be half as understanding with Biff.
Yes. Yes, he might, but I'd have to take that chance. See, the idea of marriage is so new to me that I'm afraid to go into it with such a big obstacle. I confess that I am.
Oh, that's probably Sam again. Hello? Oh, hello, Sam, dear. Yes, it's me. No, Biff hasn't come in yet. Where are you? Oh. But, Sam, I don't understand why Kurt's so concerned about Biff. Suppose he just chose to stay out tonight. Suppose he's spending the night with a friend of his. Oh. Well, why should he think that?
What does Daddy say, Mama?
Shh, I can't hear. You mean Shanny came here this evening and told him that Biff had been to see him about a job? I see. Well, that's it. Yes, dear. Yes, I understand. Yes. Goodbye, dear.
What did he say?
Well, it seems that earlier in the evening, Biff had stopped by to see our local garage man and told him that he needed a job. He was going to quit school.
Oh, no.
Well, that settles it. Kurt would never forgive me for causing Biff to give up school, leave home.
Oh, Nancy, how could you hold yourself responsible?
Because I am.
You mean that Biff is actually going to work for Shanny? Did Shanny say he would take him?
I don't know, Peggy.
Oh, this has all worked out wrong. I knew it would. I knew that nobody has any right to be as happy as I was.
My dear child, you are going to be a lot happier. This is just one of those things that happen and have to be taken care of at the moment.
Were Mr. Bradley and Daddy looking for Biff?
Well, he didn't say, Peggy. He was particularly concerned whether or not Biff had come back here.
Well, I just wish I knew where he was so I could give him a piece of my mind. The idea of his doing this and getting everybody stirred up. Oh, we could have had so much fun this evening.
Oh, they'll find him, dear. I haven't a doubt. In the meantime, Nancy, you go along upstairs and get some rest and stop worrying. Principally because by this time tomorrow evening, everything will be smoothed out.
Yes, I think it will.
Good, that's the way to talk.
I believe I will go upstairs if you don't mind.
Of course I don't. And whatever you do, don't let Kurt go. He needs you far more than he's ever needed anyone else in his life. Just stand by through all this like a good soldier.
I'll try.
Oh, Mama, isn't it too bad?
Oh, dear, there's something in the tone of your father's voice over the phone that worried me.
What was it?
He didn't say, but I gathered that he and Kurt were afraid that Biff might have done something rash.
You mean like going away someplace where they wouldn't be able to find him?
Oh, I'm not sure, Peggy. I'm not sure of anything tonight except that I wish this hadn't happened.
Oh, I know what you mean. And it's so unfair. Just as Miss Wayne says, she doesn't know what to do. She doesn't know how to handle Biff.
And the sad part of it is that, in spite of everything I said to her, I gave her bad advice.
What do you mean?
Oh, Peggy, I'm not sure things will work out the way they should. It takes so little to spoil something that's perfect.
You know, it's funny how things can be just about perfect, and then something unexpected comes up and spoils everything.
Yes.
I know just how Miss Wayne feels. I felt the same way when I got to the Trent's house and found things so different from what I expected. And when I heard those girls talking about me at the country club, I couldn't get out of there fast enough. Mama, you just all of a sudden get fed up, and you want to get out. You just want to get away from it all and forget about it, if you can.
Peggy Young may have run away in the face of pending trouble with Carter, but even if Nancy Wayne's first impulse is to do the same, Mrs. Young wonders if Nancy's more mature understanding won't make her realize that Kurt needs her now more than ever. And now a message from our sponsor. Next time, Kurt Bradley and Sam have a long talk with Gloria. Be sure to join us on Pepper Young's Family. John Scott speaking. Pepper Young's Family is a modern drama production.